You bring your loving and I bring mine. Mai te kōpū o te whāia, ki te kōpū o te whenua, ko tērā te wā akoranga nui i a koe. A beautiful quote I was told to by one of our rangatira, from the puku of your mama to when you're buried into the whenua of Papa Tuanuku, that's the time where we must learn. And the beautiful part of this whakataiki or this kōrero, I'm not too sure who said that, was it was from an elder, a rangatira, who was a tohunga, who was amazing in every aspect of who they are, where they come from, and everything that they know. And it was a state of humility that said, as long as you are breathing, you always have space to learn, to be better. Tēnā koe. Kia ora. My name is Michael Moka here at the Indigenous Growth Podcast, and I have the honour and privilege to talk to you about one of the biggest things that are really, really, in my way, or in my experience, hindering a lot of our Māori Pacific and Indigenous people and how we've actually been able to approach that. When I was working in the prisons and I'm working within the organisations and people who, there's like a glass ceiling, so they're not able to get through somewhere. There were two things in common. Number one, rough upbringing, right? And I talked about that in another podcast, right? Is that the relationship that they were born into, that they didn't get a choice in the matter. Second was that school was the hardest time of their lives, right? Now, if school is the representation of everything to do with learning, and for our people, school was the hardest time of their lives, you're wondering why, with the old, I think it's Albert Einstein quote, you're wondering why people are feeling inadequate or dumb because they're fish being judged out of water, right? Where we know is that if a fish was in the water, right, in their natural environment, actually, they would be the geniuses of the sea, right? So just wanting to have a bit of a talk about that, because a lot of our people, when we're having a look at it, we're very hard workers, probably the hardest workers in the room, and then anytime we're looking at getting promoted or going into those leadership or anything that requires paperwork, we go, oh, I'm more of a hands-on person, not really into all the paperwork, I didn't really do well at school, or we hear it a lot, I didn't get a degree, so I'm not going to get promoted, all right? So that's the big part of this kōrero, is that if we need to learn while we're breathing, while we're living, but we think we're not learners because of our experience we had in school, and I know there's heaps of flaws within the education system as well, then what are we supposed to do when we get out there in the organisations, when we get out there in the real world, right? And the thing that really triggered is that we've had many, many governments, and this isn't a government kōrero and all of that type of stuff, yet when they're trying to provide solutions for education, the first thing they'll go to is, okay, we want to spend more on books, we want to spend more on libraries, we want to have sustained silent reading, you know, all of this type of stuff. And people don't realise, right, there's actually more than one learning style. Okay, more than one learning style. And I want to actually go over a little bit. This is, a lot of teachers will know this, and I'm not claiming to be a teacher here, right? But there's actually four learning styles on how people process information, right? And they call it VARK, V-A-R-K, right? And in our wānanga, we always go, what the VARK are you? Add a little bit of humour in there. So V are for the visuals, right? Those people who need diagrams, pictures, things to be visual. Right, see the whole picture. A is for auditory, so discussion, listening, right? And these are the people, I know I'm one of the auditory, but when I was at school, I would always repeat what the teacher said, because until I hear it in my voice, either my voice in my head or verbally, then I haven't processed the information. There's R, which is read, right? And that's the standard. That's what we hear, like, I think the study shows, hence the reason why you see the government pushing that agenda, is if you can read and if you can write, then you'll do well in the mainstream education, right? And it's not saying if you're the smartest, it's not saying if you can process information, it's just saying if you can read and you can write. which makes it quite difficult if anybody's ever been into a marae. Right? Well, tell me what words. There's stories, there's essays, there's thesis inside marae. Right? I think the only word that you'll see in my marae is exit. Right? Actually, we're visual, we're auditory, we're actually kinesthetic, and that's the K, hands-on people. You know? We talk about all these negative statistics. You know, that Indigenous people occupy. But in New Zealand, we've actually got a pretty good statistic that we're overrepresented in. And it's actually within the kinesthetic, hands-on, muscle memory type of learning. And that's in our professional sports people. Actually, Māori and Pacific occupy 60% of the professional sports positions here in Aotearoa. Right? And that's just the last time I checked. So what that shows is that we're comfortable in learning in a physical, hands-on environment. That's why you'll have a look ancestrally. We were able, before GPS, right, to use the natural environments to find our way here to Aotearoa. Right? We build a waka. Hey, we're storytellers. So we didn't have our kōrero, we didn't have our stories written. You know? So I remember when in Te Rarotonga we had about 63 of our whānau in there. They took this little test, and you can see this. The test is publicly available, so you just search VARC. And it kind of says, where do you think you learn the best, or how you process information? And funnily, this actually works throughout the 10 years IGL has been here, the thousands of Māori and Pacific participants we've had, and we've given them the same test, and guess where they are overrepresented, right? A lot of our teachers think it's the visual. Actually, kinesthetic and auditory, right? That's a very Māori and Pacific learning style. Right, so we're there to tell stories, so we learn through processing information in an auditory and discussing ways, right? That's why we come from oral culture, and we're kinesthetic, right? We're hands-on, we can learn by doing, we actually learn from our mistakes. Now, when I went to the Cook Islands, we had 63, right? 62 of them. When I asked them, what is your lowest learning style? 62 of them went read-write. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, think about that. If we're in mainstream education, I'm not talking about whare kura, kura kaupapa, they know how our kids learn. So they're teaching in auditory, they're teaching in kinesthetic, visual ways, right? But when we're talking about mainstream education, that's all done through read-write. If you can read, you can write, you can do well, which is hard because majority of our people, when I say go to your lowest quadrant, will go read-write. Now, you may not think anything about it, okay? But just think, you go into school, it's the hardest time of your life. You cannot process the information that you're being given. You know you're clever, but you're not going well in the national metrics, which is tests, etc. Then school is just not for you. So you leave school at 15. Now, your whole first 15 of your years, you have thought, I am not a learner. And then you go into the workplace and you take that same confidence. But you get in there, you learn, you're the hardest worker in the room. Right? But then there's promotions, then there's leading roles available. Your manager tells you, apply for the role, I think you'll be amazing. But because you're confident and you don't think you're a learner, you don't even apply. And I'll talk about this in another podcast. Number one reason why Māori don't get promoted is they don't apply. All right? And why don't they apply? Well, imagine if you're challenging somebody like, let's just say, like me. All right? I went to school, I finished school, and I finished school with year 13. Then I went to university. Right? I got my university degree. Then I got me a job. Now, let's just say I was a read-write. I'm not. But let's just say I was a read-write. And my learning style has been reinforced my whole life. I want to tell you, my confidence is pretty high. Then when there's a leadership position, and they say you should apply, my confidence is already really high. So I want to apply again. right? And you're wondering why our people are choosing not to apply. Here's the thing. If you think that you've been a person that school just wasn't made for you, all that means is you have a different learning style. It doesn't mean you're dumb. Right? I saw something on my LinkedIn the other day. For all those people who got in their reports, talk too much or auditory, what are you doing now? And that's why we're always challenged that if you can teach a Māori, if it's good for Māori, it's good for everyone. And what I mean by this is if you can teach using the whole, all four learning styles, like you would need to engage a Māori learner, that's going to be good for everyone. Right? That's going to be good for everyone. Now, these stories are awesome. These are all, you know, going through, but how did I use this? And I'll finish off with this story. So for me, when I was year 10, I had this awesome English teacher. I didn't think he was awesome at the time because it was English. Small Irishman, if he's watching this, you know who I'm talking about. Asked us to read a book, and I actually was told that I had dyslexia, right? But I just didn't like reading, that's all. And that's not my natural learning style. Well, I didn't want to. I may have been a bit naughty, may have been talking back a little bit. We may have gotten into an altercation, and I may have wanted to leave school. And we got into a bit of an altercation, right? I'm paraphrasing here. And he told me, stop wasting your time. You shouldn't be wanting to give up your whole future because you don't want to read a book. If you don't want to read a book, find another way. So what did I do? I went home, wanting to quit school, as most 14, 15-year-olds want to, Māori kids here in New Zealand. And I saw my mum reading, and I realised, look, my mum's got bookcases. She loves reading. So what did I do? I gave my book to my mum. I said, Mum, can you read this book? It was Animal Farm, George Orwell. Remember it to the day. All right? And I still, to this day, haven't read it. But my mum read it. And then when she read it, and we talked about everything. So we just discussed. We talked about it. She's quite metaphorical. So she's talking about all the animals on the farm. She's saying our family represents the workhorse. But, you know, once they're done, they're replaceable tomorrow. She was talking about all the different animals that have different roles and what they represent. Even talked around colonization and all of that stuff. Right? And I remember my exam year when I went and done the exam, and it was novel. And I wrote something, and I knew the name and the author, George Orwell, Animal Farm. And I answered a question, and I didn't even reference anything in the book. I just told the whole story. I think it was of colonization, etc. And I actually got an excellence, and it's my only excellence, other than in speech, right, that I got in English. So I found how I could learn. Like, imagine if we took some investment on what they did in traditional learning and actually treated our kids how they wanted to be treated. Not just look at how people who are doing really well like to be treated and trying to replicate the same thing. So yes, I was able to do that. I was even able to do that at uni. I bought all the textbooks, gave it to the bro to read, and we talked all night. I never got any A's though, but C's get degrees, right? And I just found my learning style. But I know there's some people out there that think, well, I didn't do well at school and I'm not a school person and I'm not a learner. You are a learner. You just have a different learning style, right? And once you take that, then you can get your humility in learning. Because as the whakatauki said, mai te kōpū o te whaia ki te kōpū o te whenua, tērā te wā akoranga nui i a tātou, i a koe. Right, from the puku of your mama to the ground of Papa Tuanuku to when you're finally buried, you need to understand you are never too young, you are never too old to learn more. Right, you just need to know that you are a learner and you have your own learning style. Kia ora.